Now, a Wellington property owner whose house was destroyed by a fire in Newtown on Sunday night says the adjacent property was an accident waiting to happen. Bill Guthrie's owned houses on Hanson Street for about 40 years, and for 15 of those years he's been trying to work with the Wellington City Council on the derelict house next door. On Sunday, his fears were realised when the entire structure and then his property too went up in flames. Bill Guthrie owns Guthrie Property Investors and is with us now. Kia ora.
Hello, good morning.
So the fire started at number 125. You own 127 and 129.
That's right, yes.
127 completely destroyed by the fire.
Yes.
Were there tenants in both of those houses?
Yes. So we had 127 is a three-bedroom home, and there were four tenants in there, and they got out, they were fine, and they're staying with friends and relatives and things. 129, that's a four-bedroom home. They were fine, of course. They're in a hotel for a few days until we get a clearance on the site. Because at the moment, the police are investigating the site. Once we get clearance, we'll have the insurance companies will test for any asbestos. And then once we get the clearance, then 129 can go back in. But we'll have to, of course, make 127 safe. I think we've got to demolish the chimney and whatever, and obviously get the asbestos cleared if there is asbestos as well. So that's where we are at the moment with it.
So it's pretty well gutted, number 127.
127 is completely gutted, yes.
And so the people that were in there, the four tenants, I think you said, where are they going to be?
Well, they are. My property manager has found an alternative property for them if they want to take that up. At the moment, I understand from my property manager they're staying with friends and relatives at the moment. I'll just move out here.
Who's your dog? What's your dog's name?
Two dogs, actually. We've got two little dogs. One's Daisy and the other one is Ivy. And of course, if something goes on, they bark at something.
I bet they do.
They need a bit of training, I think. Yeah. yes.
But 127s, you're able to offer them an alternative property?
Yes, we have. My property manager, I understand, has found an alternative property if they want to take that one up. But at the moment, they've had a lot of support. We've had quite a lot of support. People have been great. And I think they've got, at the moment, I understand from my property manager, they're staying with friends and relatives, the ones at 127.
Now, you've been trying to deal with the situation with 125 Hanson Street, where this fire started, for some time. Tell me about that.
Yes, it's gone on for some time. I used to live at 127. My wife and I used to live at 127 many years ago, and we left there about 20 years ago. But and in that time, we knew the owner of 125. We knew her as Tina, and she lived there with her mother, and her mother passed away. And so we knew Tina as our neighbour. But of course, we moved out of that property about 20 years ago, and then I think I know with Tina's house, it was always a bit sort of she was a bit of a hoarder. It was full of a lot of rubbish and things, even when she was living there. She eventually moved out of that house, I understand, and we had it tenanted by then, and it was looked after by a property manager. So we understand she moved out of the house at 125, and then that house was just left vacant, and it was getting worse and worse. And we got complaints from our tenants about vermin from next door and the like. So we had approached the council. I can't remember when we approached them. It's been a number of times now, three or four times, when we've mentioned to the council. And basically, to cut a long story short, is that because the rates were still being paid, they said there's nothing they can do about the property. So,
but nonetheless, the property's what, deteriorating? It has squatters in it at this stage as well. And there's nothing you can do.
It had street kids in it. So what we did in the end, I had my builder board it up so that the street kids couldn't get in. That was probably 6-7 years. I can't recall exactly when we first bought it. I had them board it up, but that would, try and prevent the street kids getting in. But over time they have got in there and carried on. And so my property manager, I think he last complained to the council only about a month or so ago, not that long ago, when he last complained to them. It'd be within the last couple of months anyway. Yeah, I understand from the council records. I did read in the paper that they had now said they were going to inspect it. I think today or yesterday it was on their calendar to inspect it. So a coincidence, but you can read into it what you like from that.
Just very briefly. I mean, you've been 40 years. You've had a property on Hanson Street. It's pretty pretty sad to see it go like this.
It is actually. It is because that was. Yes, the first house I bought, and so it has many happy memories, of course, in it. And of course, my wife and I did it up probably 25 years ago. We did really do, put a curry kitchen in there and remove trim and everything, so it's really quite nice inside. But so it is very sad. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Appreciate your time, Bill. Thank you very much. Bill Guthrie there, who owned a couple of houses on Hanson Street, including the house that went up in flames yesterday. We were also hearing there from Daisy and Ivy, the dogs.